Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where we share our thoughts when we park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in a car. Today I'm parked in the hallway at the Polynesian Resort in Walt Disney World, and it's very early in the morning. We're about to start another adventurous day, and you're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find this, not just wherever you happen to find me. Our mission on this podcast is to help us make sure that we don't overlook the good in the world. On this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we're actually going to be discussing a fictional character and the impact of that fictional character on my life. We'll also talk about some of the people who created that fictional character and keep the story moving. So the fictional character we'd like to talk about is Scrooge McDuck. Yes, for those of you watching the YouTube version, you can see DuckTales on my shirt and Uncle Scrooge right there. Now, Uncle Scrooge, or Scrooge McDuck as he's called, was not intended to be a recurring character when he first appeared. He first showed up in the Duck universe in the 1940s, right? So Disney had already established Goofy and Minnie and Mickey and Donald as his main characters. Donald showed up in the late 1940s by an artist by the name of Carl Barks, and he was designed in some ways to be a foil for Donald. So Donald would start jobs and various things, and they wouldn't go out so well. They wouldn't finish so well because Donald expected that luck would close the gap between his talents and his efforts and his energy and then where he expected things to land. Now, in contrast, Uncle Scrooge was designed as a character where it wasn't just luck that got him through. In fact, he would often criticize those who relied on luck, and he would say that he earned his fortune, right? So he would be the richest duck in the world, and he would earn his fortune by being smarter than the smarties and tougher than the toughies. And now, while that is alliterative, right? So it uses alliteration in that phrase. It's also very powerful. And it was very powerful to me growing up. One of the ways that Scrooge McDuck's popularity exists and has continued to grow is Carl Barks was a master of being able to tell stories using comic books. And in the 40s and 50s and 60s, Disney was very big into comic books and making sure that that got out. One of the early fans of Barks's work was a man by the name of Don Rosa, who in the 1980s and 90s carried on drawing Duck comics and expanding that universe. And that is when I got introduced and started to appreciate the Uncle Scrooge comic books. And I've read probably all of them. And now there are people out there, and maybe even in this audience, who are bigger Duck fans than I am. I'm probably more casual, right, than some of those true Duck fans would like me to be. But I the point here is not to rate our fandom with anything. And this often happens when you find a system or a person that you have learned to appreciate. You might often find a very passionate group of fans. And it may feel a little like shaming when you get introduced to them and they know so much more than you do about the subject. And so here I'm stepping into waters that are very deep, and I may not be as knowledgeable about them as I'd like to be. But what I can talk about is the impact. That idea of being able to solve my problems by being tougher and smarter and working harder is something that I've applied as I've dealt with different problems in my life. And so while Uncle Scrooge is not necessarily the sole resource I leverage when things get hard and I have to push through, he is definitely one of them. When I was a teenager learning what my work patterns were, there were times that I stuck things out and pushed through simply because I wanted to try to see if that would actually work in real life. And in many cases, it does. Now, it doesn't always work the way it does in the way Don Rosa or Carl Barks draws the comics, but things do end up working out, and things that are worthwhile are worth working hard for. And so I wanted to point out that a fictional character can have an impact on your life. And while I grew up enjoying comic books as one of my ways to consume fiction, there are lots of other ways, lots of other fictional characters that people find themselves relating to and letting those fictional characters impact their life. Now, these fictional characters wouldn't exist without real people behind them. And so I think it's good to take time to respect and appreciate the artwork of those who do draw comic books. With the recent Marvel movies and other things like that, comic books are seen more as an art form now than they were back in the day. But back in the day, they were not considered an art form. They were considered, in some ways, trash. They were marketable, and that's why Disney continued to produce them, you know, because it was helping them make money as a corporation. But they were not considered to be art. Today, I look at what Don Rosa and Carl Barks have done, both as the artwork and as the storytelling that it is, and I absolutely love it. And I'm grateful that those two artists have sacrificed other opportunities they had to be able to do it. I do prefer Don Rosa's artwork over Carl Barks. I find Carl Barks's to be more simplistic. That doesn't mean they're any less entertaining. They're just a different style of drawing the ducks. Because Uncle Scrooge would oftentimes have his nephews, you know, Huey, Dewey, and Louie out there with him and doing different adventures. At this point in time, Don Rosa is still going and he's drawing some ducks and he's still moving things forward. But he's also getting on in years and going to a few conventions. The only account for him on Twitter is one that his editor owns. And so I will definitely tag that account to let his editor know that there is a fan who has survived through quite a bit in life so far, who's learned that by being smarter than the smarties and tougher than the toughies, that you can accomplish some pretty great things. And that's me. I haven't really accomplished a whole lot compared to some of the folks in the audience, but I feel like I've accomplished enough and done enough to be able to say I've done at least something. One of the other things that's fun to mention here is just how wonderful it is to get immersed in something, and you can definitely do that in this artwork, and it's definitely clean and free and lots of fun. I've seen lots of the iterations of Uncle Scrooge over the years. You know, DuckTales was really fun to grow up with as well, and so for me it augmented the comic books but did not replace them. And then the new reboot of DuckTales is really neat to see all the characters kind of have time to develop themes and have those cross. However, everybody who enjoys the Duck universe knows that what Carl Barks laid down is absolutely, you know, gospel. It's very similar in the Star Wars universe. You have certain things that are part of the canon and certain things that are not. All right, so let's go ahead and let's finish off this podcast. We'll tag Don Rosa, Don Rosa's editor's account, and we'll let him know how much we do appreciate, you know, the work that he's done. I'm the sort of person where I do wake up before everybody else to put in my time to work smarter than the smarties and tougher than the toughies. My way of working tougher than the toughies is to wake up early enough to get things done. And that includes this podcast, and that's why I'm up this morning. And speaking of this podcast, it can be delivered directly to your favorite device by using the subscribe links you can find in the show notes or over at parkingthought.com. We're also available on Spotify, Radio Public, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Apple Music, all of those things. Please feel free to find us there. And remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?